2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Friday, January 31st, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 35 degrees.
Another accident on northbound I-15. I'm Ricky Meese.
And KSL's top story this half hour. Two children will be okay after both were able to get a hold of guns and accidentally shoot themselves over the past 36 hours in Utah. But there are still plenty of questions about why those shootings happened. Joining us live is KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
Maria, Brigham City boy reportedly recovering well after this accidental gunshot to the head last night. And investigators say he is very lucky the shot didn't kill him. Brigham City police say the boy was playing video games with his friend in a bedroom when the single shot went off. Lieutenant James Crapp says the shooting appears to be completely accidental and it's too soon to talk about issuing citations to anyone.
We'll go ahead and keep investigating. And once we do, then we'll talk with our city attorney and see what he recommends.
Crapp says the friend who was in the room when the gun fired is cooperating, as are his parents, and also a three-year-old Murray boy also shot himself yesterday. However, his injuries were not life-threatening. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
West Jordan police are searching for the driver of a maroon or red-colored Chrysler Town & Country that hit a road sign and sent it flying into a police car. This is what it sounded like when that sign smashed through the officer's windshield at the intersection of 7800 South and Redwood Road on Tuesday night. Police say the driver just kept on going after hitting the sign. There will likely be vehicle damage on the left front fender. Salt Lake police have arrested a woman they say was intoxicated when she hit a parked police car, then hit a street sign, and then hit another car while trying to get away. This took place early this morning near 125 South and East Street. Anna Elizabeth Mouse was arrested on suspicion of a long list of violations. The police car was hit on the side of the road, had its hazard yellow lights flashing, and it was hit hard enough that it was disabled.
The race for Utah governor.
Happening right now, all six gubernatorial candidates are in the Salt Palace Convention Center debating why they should be the next governor. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
Former Governor John Huntsman Jr. is the current favorite, according to a new Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll. During the debate, he answered a question about his goals for education.
This will be my approach, and it will be my mantra. Individualized education for kids. Anything we can do that will help individualize education in a classroom.
According to that same poll, Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox isn't far behind, with Jeff Birmingham, Greg Hughes, Amy Winder Newton, and Thomas Wright all falling behind. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Presidential impeachment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The debate is taking place right now on the Senate floor of whether or not witnesses will be called in the impeachment trial. ABC's Michelle Franzen begins our coverage.
The impeachment trial has gaveled in for what could be the final day before the session. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski signaling she will vote with her party, blocking additional testimony. ABC's Mary Bruce on Capitol Hill.
She is going to be a no on the question of witnesses, and she in this statement is pointing back to the process in the House. She says the House chose to send articles of impeachment that are rushed and flawed.
Senate Democrats, meantime, making a last-minute plea to their Republican colleagues. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer before the session.
My Republican colleagues should think about that before they vote today. The truth. will eventually come out.
A key swing vote, GOP Senator Lamar Alexander last night announcing he will not vote to hear witness testimony, even though he says he believes the House has proven its case. GOP Senators Mitt Romney and Susan Collins say they will vote to hear more testimony, but it appears that the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell may have the 51 votes needed to block witness testimony. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
Delta and American Airlines have joined other air carriers by suspending all flights to China. Both airlines report a steep decline in bookings to the Asian country over the past week. And now the World Health Organization declared the coronavirus a global public health emergency. United Airlines drastically reduced its service to China earlier in the week. Intermountain Healthcare today delivered a shipment of supplies to the U.S. State Department. Those donations will be sent to China to help with the fight against the coronavirus. We will go in-depth on the spread of the coronavirus coming up at 12:15. Some high school students in the Jordan School District will have schedule flexibility this coming year thanks to a new blended learning program. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has details.
A first-of-its-kind late-start blended learning program will be offered to high school juniors and seniors who will be able to take two online courses, allowing for later starts at 9 a.m. Instructional design specialist Michelle Truman says teachers will stagger office hours.
The first math teacher is going to come in the standard time for first period. The second math teacher is going to come to school 2 hours late and stay 2 hours later after school.
She says this program will be optional. Students who choose to participate will have to provide their own transportation. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, the latest information on the helicopter crash that killed basketball legend Kobe Bryant, and a look at your noontime drive.
Another crash on northbound I-15, this in Midvale, approaching 7200 South. Everybody out of traffic on the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
The Iowa caucuses, a first vote for president in 2020. Special coverage Tuesday and Wednesday on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Looking to get your business off to a fast start in the new year? It's go time. Switch to Comcast Business today. Get fast, reliable internet on the nation's largest gig speed network. Automatic internet backup to keep you connected even if the power goes out. And cloud-based security so you can protect all your connected devices against new threats like phishing and malware. Greenlight your business in the new year with a great deal. Get started now with 35 megabit internet and one voice line for $64.90 per month for 2 years. For a limited time, get a free $100 prepaid card when you switch today and add Comcast Business Security Edge. Kick your year off the right way with fast, reliable internet for your business. There's never been a better time than now. So what's stopping you? Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Comcast Business Security Edge and Connection Pro available for an additional monthly charge. Offer ends 1/31/21. Prepaid card per company. New business customers. Only 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change.
Okay, it's time to feel like yourself again. And Pulse Medical Clinic offers an effective breakthrough treatment for ED. It's called acoustic wave therapy. A needle-free, drug-free, and painless option for men who are looking to regain their intimacy. Acoustic wave therapy is an FDA-approved natural treatment with no known side effects. And you need to know that age does not cause ED, and it can be reversed. Call Pulse Medical Clinic, Utah's leading clinic offering patients the recommended twice-a-week treatments. You'll be evaluated by a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon and receive your free blood flow analysis when you schedule your free consultation. So schedule it today. You don't have to suffer from ED any longer, and treatment is surprisingly affordable. Call Pulse Medical Clinic at 801-509-8888. That's 801-509-8888. Or text Pulse to 57500.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, two children will be okay. Both were able to get a hold of guns and accidentally shoot themselves over the past 36 hours. A lot of questions about why those shootings occurred. We'll continue to follow that story for you throughout the day right here on KSL News Radio.
The death of Kobe Bryant.
More information is being released on the helicopter crash that killed former NBA star Kobe Bryant and 8 others. ABC's Adrian Bankert has the latest from Los Angeles.
As the NTSB investigates the cause of the crash that killed Kobe, His daughter and seven others. We're learning more about the helicopter company, Island Express, which says that it immediately suspended all flights following this tragedy and says that, quote, they will not fly again until it is appropriate for staff and customers. They're also cooperating with the NTSB investigation. The New York Times reporting that Island Express was not federally certified to fly in poor visibility, even though the pilot was. Meanwhile, LA's mayor, Eric Garcetti, says the city is preparing a memorial for all nine of the victims. The LA Lakers issuing a statement saying they are devastated by the sudden loss as they prepare to hit the hardwood for the first time since the tragedy tonight here at Staples Center. They'll be playing the Portland Trail Blazers, and there is expected to be another memorial at some time during the game. Also, of course, LeBron James has been in the news, and he was seen with a new tattoo. He was spotted with it at practice. It appears to say Mamba for life. And outside Staples Center, a huge memorial continues to grow as people come to pay tribute and hold vigil. We know it's the hardest thing for these fans to say goodbye.
Nike's controversial Vaporfly running shoes will be allowed in this year's Olympics. The world governing body of track and field says it'll continue to investigate the shoe's technology. They want to make sure that those wearing those shoes aren't given an unfair advantage. KSL News Time 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive, traffic, and weather. Sponsored by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. And good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria, and happy Friday.
We made it to Friday.
We did, and the last day of January. Right now, we have a new accident on northbound I-15. It's in the Midvale area, going from 90th to 7200 South. Now, earlier this morning, we had that awful crash that caused big backups, but it was on the left. This time, the crash is smaller. It's already out of traffic on the right shoulder. In fact, we're not seeing any kind of slowdowns on any of the valley freeways. That's good news. And crews are in the final cleanup stages of a crash in South Salt Lake, 3900 South, between 400 and 500 East. The UACPA supports its members through advocacy, professional education, and leadership development, helping them succeed in an ever-changing financial world. Proud sponsor of Money Making Sense. Download the podcast today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Temperatures near 43 with a mix of sun and clouds. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, a bit of sunshine and 35 degrees. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, we're going to go in depth on the coronavirus and how it is spreading and the first person-to-person transmission. We're going to learn more about that coming up right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
As we get older, things sometimes don't work as well as they used to. You can't sit very long without your knees hurting. Bending over, kneeling, or lifting can take a lot out of you as you age. But one of the most alarming things that comes with aging is the need to sell your home, pack up your belongings, which of course takes more bending, kneeling, and lifting, and then move because you can't climb stairs anymore. Really, why go through all that when you have the Active Joint Institute? Active Joint specializes in helping adults with joint pain and osteoarthritis improve their lives dramatically without surgery. You shouldn't have to sell your home because your knees hurt. You shouldn't stop loving what you do because your knees hurt, and surgery should be the last thing you think about because your knees hurt. Learn more about your knee pain and get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
Guys, let's face it, your health is an us issue. How you feel and perform not only affects you, but it also affects your loved one and your entire family. Whether it's having the energy to take the kids to the park or having a fulfilling relationship, it all starts with a healthy you. If you've been having difficulty losing weight, feeling tired, or experiencing low libido, you may have low testosterone, very common in men as they age. The good news is, a visit to Universal Men's Clinic could put you back on the right track.
I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki of the Universal Men's Clinic, where we specialize in treating erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. With modern medicine and the latest technology, our patients experience a high level of care.
Make an appointment before Valentine's Day and bring your spouse or partner. Your office visit will be free. Let Universal Men's Clinic help you live your best life. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
We've always had villains to face.
bad guys to take down.
But you...
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer.
Every single one of us is mortal.
Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team.
But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance.
But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win.
Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all. Cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
And as you head back to the office, remember, you can take us anywhere you go. You can listen on your phone in your office on the KSL News Radio app. It's sponsored by Any Hour Services. KSL News Time 12:15, the three things you need to know this hour first.
Brigham City investigators are still trying to pinpoint what happened before a boy accidentally shot himself in the head. Police say he was in a bedroom playing video games with a friend when it happened. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Utah's candidates for governor are right now debating in the Salt Palace Convention Center. The debate is part of the Silicon Slopes Tech Summit. Third is a look at your noontime drive sponsored by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. Here's Ricky Mies.
Two accidents on northbound I-15. Both of them are in the vicinity between 90th South and 7200 South, but both are also out of traffic on the shoulder. Ricky Mies in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sun mixed with clouds. Temperatures around 43. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
A bit of sun, 35 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The impeachment trial has resumed in what is shaping up to be the last day. House trial managers making a last-minute plea to senators to allow witness testimony. But before gaveling in, GOP Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's a no vote to allow further testimony. ABC's Mary Bruce tells us it sets up two key votes.
Republicans are confident now that they do have the votes to block additional witnesses. Those 4 hours will be split between the two parties. Then you're going to see that vote. We do expect it to fail. And Republicans then, it seems, want to move quickly to that final vote on the articles of impeachment, but there's a lot of procedural hurdles that they have to get through and closing arguments.
The White House today hosting a summit marking the 20th year of the Victims of Human Trafficking and Violence Protection Act of 2000. President Trump also commenting on the trial.
We have a lot of great senators that wanted to be here so desperately, but I said, just stay where you are and do your job, please.
The president signed an executive order to combat human trafficking. Tonight at the Staples Center in L.A., the L.A. Lakers set to take on the court. For the first time since the death of Kobe Bryant, the star basketball player who died in a helicopter crash last weekend. You're listening to ABC News.
It's time now for the KSL In-Depth. The State Department is telling Americans not to travel to China after the number of people infected by the coronavirus is now over 10,000. We get the very latest from ABC's Alex Perez in Chicago, where the first person-to-person transmission of the virus in the U.S. occurred.
The World Health Organization declaring a public health emergency.
The only way we will defeat this outbreak is for all countries to work together in a spirit of solidarity and cooperation.
Officials hailing China's efforts to contain the outbreak, but fear the potential havoc it could cause in other countries. On Thursday, the CDC confirmed the first case of human-to-human transmission of coronavirus in the U.S. in Chicago. The patient, a man in his 60s who contracted it from his wife after she returned from a trip to China and was diagnosed earlier this month.
He recently began reporting symptoms and was admitted to the hospital and placed in an isolation room where he is in stable condition.
All six American cases are currently in isolation and reported to be in stable to good condition. In China, the once bustling streets of Wuhan, now a ghost town, as residents remain indoors, wearing face masks and forced to pass through temperature checking stations when they venture out for supplies. Our Ian panel is on the ground this morning.
Hundreds of people are now lined all the way around the block because this store here has just got a supply of face masks. You can see them here, but they're being tightly rationed. If you have a look up here on the wall, it's basically telling people, we tried our best, we don't have any more masks. And that's the situation across Hong Kong.
Across the globe, extreme measures are being taken to prevent the virus from spreading. Russia announcing it's closing its border with China. And nearly 200 Americans still quarantined at this California military base after being evacuated from Wuhan. New York native Jared Evans was playing professional football there when the outbreak began.
It was completely chaos. I didn't know, or any of the other American citizens at the time didn't know that the U.S. was coming to get us. So we were doing our job to stay safe and survive.
And now back in the U.S., quarantined citizens are still taking every precaution.
We're all still wearing face masks. I'm personally still wearing medical gloves when I leave my room.
And as for that husband and wife, authorities here say they had a very limited contact with other people, and the risk of the virus spreading here remains low.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time is 12:19. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather sponsored by Retirement Planning for Mountain America Investment Services. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
We've had two crashes basically in the same spot, northbound I-15. Both of them between 90th and 7200 South. It's a little busy in that area, but the crashes are small and they are out of traffic on the shoulders. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways and I-15 both directions between Willard Bay and Utah Lake looks good with no delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Nice day out there with a mix of sun and clouds, right about 43. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. It warms up 50 and 55 on Sunday with mostly cloudy skies. Showers Sunday night and then snow Monday. Could be significant. 31 the high. Partly cloudy, cold on Tuesday. High that day only 28. More snow showers in the works for Wednesday and only 31 and 37 with more snow on Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And we are up to 38 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up, we're going to check your money news. I'm taking a peek at the markets and the coronavirus. Boy, it is doing a number on the financial markets. It's helped to spark some vicious swings in stocks and bonds. The Dow down right now by more than 500 points. We'll bring you the very latest at 12:25 right here on KSL News Radio. And hey, if you haven't taken advantage of the gas card promotion that we've been telling you about for the last week, people are winning $500 in gas. And it is so easy to do. All you need to do is when you get back to the office, just take a couple of seconds, go to kslnewsradio.com, just fill in your name and a couple of other items, and you too could have that opportunity to win free gas from KSL News Radio.
The best time to explore Bryce Canyon National Park is now, and Ruby's Inn is located right outside of the park, ready to welcome you and add to the magic of your visit. Enjoy peaceful solace as you discover the rich red hoodoos, frosted in an icing of snow, while hiking through fluffy flakes on snowshoes. Explore the many trails by Ruby's Inn as your cross-country skis glide through paths of packed powder. Don a pair of ice skates and dance around Ruby's outdoor ice rink. Climb into a winter fairy tale with a horse-drawn sleigh ride through tree-lined fields of dazzling white. Find the magic of winter 3 hours away from Provo with a stay at Ruby's Inn. The resort's cozy cabin-esque interior will keep you warm, while the escapades of outdoor winter fun will fuel your stay. And who knows, maybe even make winter your new favorite season. There's wintertime fun for everyone when you spend it at Ruby's Inn. Visit rubysinn.com to book your stay and start planning your trip today.
Last year, I had Serta Pro Painters come and breathe life into my house. They took a paint job that was old and cracking, and it freshened up our entire home. So cross the first project off your 2020 to-do list early. Paint your home now. Serta Pro Painters uses high-quality products with zero or low VOCs. That means your paint job will dry faster and more evenly in winter's less humid conditions. Get your painting project completed quickly before our painting schedule fills up. Your painting estimate is free. The value it will add to your home is priceless. I love these guys because they're right here in our community, because each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Get that free estimate at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. Serta Pro Painters. We do painting. You do life.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With the rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way in 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee joins me now live to tell us what's coming up on the big show today. Hi, Lee.
Hey, Maria, have you ever heard of the Code Talkers?
Yeah.
During World War II, a bunch of Navajos serving in the mid-1940s were responsible for developing a code that would help our soldiers and Marines ultimately take take Iwo Jima.
Pretty interesting stuff.
Well, last year there were only eight of them surviving. One of them has passed away. Yeah. We're going to today on the program speak to the president of the Navajo Nation to talk about the legacy of these code talkers and the specific legacy of this gentleman who has so recently passed away. It's a fascinating thing. We're
right.
going to
look They're at important it.
Role. 100%. Mm-hmm. We're also, of course, going to be highly focused on impeachment today.
Could be the last day.
Very crucial, important junction today.
All right. Thank you, Lee. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. It's been a good week to be Jeff Bezos. The Amazon CEO made about $13 billion yesterday when his company's stock soared in extended trading. The stock was pushed up after a report showed strong holiday sales. No surprise there. KSL Drives Volkswagen wants a bigger role in the U.S. trucking industry. VW is offering $2.9 billion to buy out the Navistar International Company that sells commercial trucks and buses in the U.S. The chicken sandwich wars grabbed a lot of headlines in the past few months, but on Super Bowl Sunday, it's all about the wings. Americans are expected to eat a record 1.4 billion chicken wings while watching the game. National Retail Federation also says Americans will spend around, you know, $17.2 billion on food. I'm going to bet that I eat chicken wings only on Super Bowl Sunday. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 571 points. It sits at 28,285, S&P down by 50, the NASDAQ off by 131 points. And stay with us. Coming up next, we'll check your traffic and weather. KSL News Time, 1226.
Hey, did you know 1 in 4 Utah crashes is caused by distracted driving? Not only is it illegal to text and drive in Utah, but it puts your life and the lives of others at risk. It can wait. Anything that takes away your attention is a distraction. So please, focus on your driving and only on your driving. You'll be joining KSL on the road to zero fatalities. Zero fatalities. It's the only acceptable goal. Please don't text and drive.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve, willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
People think saving money is hard, but really, it's easy. It's as simple as changing a few spending habits. For free tips on how to save the easy way, check out FeedThePig.org. That's FeedThePig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket. A tent. A sandbag. A doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
KSL News Time 12:29. Traffic and weather sponsored by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. And here's Ricky Meese.
Still the cleanup of a crash northbound I-15 prior to 7200 south, out of traffic on the shoulder and no delay. But we do have some slowdowns southbound I-15 as you're traveling between 5600 south in Roy down to 700 south in Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the very latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
A few clouds hanging around today, mixed in with sunshine. Temperatures hovering in the 40s, right about 43 the high. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. It warms up 50 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 12:30. I'm Maria Chalais. A bit of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 38 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. Utah's teacher shortage could be helped by reaching into the community around each school. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
Paraeducators from around the Salt Lake City School District are meeting together for some training today at Northwest Middle School. Jackie Tovar is one, and she explains what they do.
They isolate or help those kids that are struggling, that the teacher can't necessarily have that time with. That's where your para comes into play.
And they often come from the community. They can be parents of students who want to help their school. And now a partnership between the U of U and SLIC and others trains those paraeducators who want to go on to get a teaching license. They say it's especially important for children in Title I schools or minority neighborhoods to see paras and teachers representing their own race and ethnicity. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The race for Utah governor.
All six gubernatorial candidates gathered at the Salt Palace Convention Center for the first debate in the 2020 race. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox spoke about his Twitter habits.
I get to have a town hall every day. I get to listen to people and I get to share our message. And that matters in this day and age.
According to a new Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll, former Governor John Huntsman Jr. is the current favorite. The other candidates participating in today's debate are Jeff Birmingham, Greg Hughes, Amy Winder Newton, and Thomas Wright. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. President Trump looks poised for acquittal in his impeachment trial. Republicans have enough votes to reject the admission of new witnesses into the trial. U.S. health officials have issued a quarantine order for all 195 American evacuees from China. The evacuees will spend 2 weeks at a military base in California. They were flown earlier this week from Wuhan, now the Chinese city at the center of the new virus outbreak. They landed Wednesday at March Air Reserve Base in Riverside, California. Officials believe it can take up to 14 days for someone who is infected to develop symptoms. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow, painful, down by 555 points, sitting at 28,304. Yes, you can thank the outbreak of the coronavirus for that. S&P 500 down by 50. The NASDAQ, it's off by 126 points.